It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We like to get you updated with a trending report, and we love specializing in local stuff. And Katie's our local girl.
Yeah, get it.
What you got, queen?
Well, we're starting it off in Frisco because they have their pause for Mardi Gras event coming up.
Oh, boy.
Pause like P-A-W-S?
P-A-W-S.
Going to say how much I love Frisco. I love going up there. I love the restaurants. Beautiful. I love the town. Now I'm not. I don't know if I know.
No,
would like it so much.
This.
Yeah, no.
You are gonna get your canine fix, and it is adorable. Okay.
Okay. Tell me more.
Even if you don't have a dog, you should go up there and check out the boxers, Dalmatians, Labradors dressed up for Mardi Gras. You should see.
I'm gonna tell you, the boxers get me. I really like the boxers.
Yes,
they're cute.
So cute. And they've got beads. Like the thing is, when they give you their beads, when you give them beads,
I was like, hold on.
I don't know what they do exactly. Like,
what do they got to show?
Yeah.
They lick themselves and then you give them beads.
Show us some tail. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what
happens
there.
Who's a good boy?
But it is adorable. You're going to love it.
Why are they doing this?
They do it each and every year, actually. It's a fundraiser for the town of Frisco. But they have it coming up on March 1st. It benefits Hope for Animals, by the way. Their Clear Creek Rescue is where the money goes.
Well, that's good.
But March 1st, it's a Saturday. It happens from noon to 2 right there on 2nd Avenue. They have a parade and everything.
Oh, as they should.
Their little outfits are adorable.
Oh my gosh,
I saw one with a tutu on.
Oh, they
look at
all
the boxer.
So cute.
Oh my God.
They are adorable. And again, if you can just imagine a whole street of little puppy nanas dressed.
I can, and I'm here in Littleton.
Up in that purple and green and gold. It is so cute.
Well,
and
somebody's going to love that.
You've got to go check it out. You can go to townoffrisco.com and look at their events if you want to find out more about it. No, of course you do.
Honestly, now that you said something, I know Nick Nack is listening, and she's going to be like, let's take the kids up there.
Yes. I bet you. You know what? Goldie Fawn is going to love
it.
Would.
Yes, you need to get her an outfit.
There's a couple of good little bars on Main Street there in Frisco, so maybe I'll just go hang out there and have a Dr. Pepper.
Frisco's so pretty, man. I love it.
And a burger.
And a burger.
Some cheese
and watch
curds.
All the dogs.
See, exactly.
Okay.
Everybody's going
to
win.
That's a nice one. That's
See,
a nice way to start
really
this off.
That is a really good one. And it's going to get better because we're going to stick with food. Restaurant Week, Denver Restaurant Week, their menu and prices have been released. And this is, again, really exciting for the folks here of Denver because how they do it is they have price points, right? So there's 4 different price points that you can pay for this. They have $25 options, $35, $45, and $55. And each different price point, but you get a multi-course meal.
Yeah.
So you get the fancy experience of like a 3, 4, 5 course meal, and you can spend what you can afford because they give you a lot of different ways you to check it out. It is nice.
I miss the, hold on, I got oatmeal my throat. wasn't it like $52.80 at one time? It was $52.80 and you got to go in and try whatever the $52.80 deal was.
Yeah.
I miss that because there's the Mile High Connection. So now I don't like all the tiers now.
Well, the tiers are so everybody can kind of check it out, though. Like, I do like it that there's a lot of different ways for you to experience Denver Restaurant Week. And you can go to denverrestaurantweek.com because there are so many restaurants taking part. And you can see whether you have, like, dietary restrictions. They have all the restaurants categorized by that. So you can really do your research there at denverrestaurantweek.com.
It's a fun little
figure out
date
where you
thing.
Want to go.
It's a cutesy date thing where you can go on the website with your lover and be like, pick a new place and let's go try out a couple of them.
Well, you get
it's cutesy.
You get to try fancy places that maybe you wouldn't necessarily get to try normally.
You know?
You get
all dolled up and
be a little bougie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still a good
like
thing.
It.
It's great
it
for
is.
These restaurants.
DenverRestaurantWeek.com. Again, go check it out. So, another local story, 2 Coloradans are going to compete in the Amazing Race for season 37.
That's season 37.
I know, it's still going.
It's still going. It
that was a fun show.
Fun
it
to
is.
Watch. And like the, you know, when I did. The
yeah,
2010s,
right?
The
You're
2010s,
like way back in the
day.
No,
that was a good show. That's cool that they're competing.
Yeah, so Erica Papadeus, she's of Inglewood, and she's going to team up with her mom to compete in the race. She's from Arizona. And then we have Kerrigan Scadden of Denver, and she's going to compete with her bestie, Bernie Gutierrez. And CBS is where you can catch it March 5th is when it starts. Yeah,
that's cool.
I love the Amazing Race.
I always kind of thought I'd be good at that.
Yeah,
like,
back
I had a buddy tryout, and I always thought I could do it too. Like sign up with Knick Knack before we had kids.
Yeah.
You know, you can do this and travel.
You guys are both athletic.
Yeah.
We could have run through airports.
Yeah.
Exactly.
100%.
Right. Well, and when your parents, every day is the Amazing Race. So it's like, it's no longer fun, right?
Did I ever tell you that I tried out for Real World?
Did you really?
Real World Denver.
What?
Yeah,
what?
When they came to town.
No way.
Do you know who was on that? We had a co-host, or no, I did, that was on the sports side. Ryan Harris was on that.
No way.
Yeah, he was
I
on the Real World.
Know
yeah,
that.
He was.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, as a character, or just, like, on the show, he made an appearance?
I think it was, like, they went through, like, his life for a little bit. I think he was the main guy.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what he talked about.
And what? Harris. I gotta look that up.
They talked about that, like, yeah, I mean, he talked about, like, 5
years
ago.
Yeah, I went to the auditions and everything when it was Cooperstown downtown. Uh-huh. There was Alice Cooper's bar downtown. They held the auditions there, and I had the little interview and everything, and you had to submit like a headshot and your resume and all this stuff. And
that's amazing.
I didn't make it, which is probably for the best.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let me just correct myself. He was on the show True Life.
Okay.
Different.
He was on True Life. Yes, it is different. Sorry.
Yeah.
He was on True Life.
But it's still MTV.
But still, it's still MTV. Yeah.
Real
yeah.
World was where you were in the house with ten people,
strangers.
Whatever, and then everybody was making out with each other. And very
thin. I would have loved to see like the old tapes of you.
I know.
On there.
When was this?
I like to. I don't know. Search it up real quick, Josh. When was Real World? It's hard to say.
Real World, Denver.
Real World.
Well, and I'm trying to think. It was like 20.
Oh, it had to have been early 2000s.
Yeah, like 2004, 2005.
Well, it said the Real World Denver originally released in 2006. So probably 2004 or 5 was when it was
casting and everything.
Casting and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that was right when I started dating Knick Knack, right around there, I guess. Well, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think she would have liked that either.
Babe, I'm going to be on the Real World really quick. So.
With a bunch of anonymous hot people.
Yeah. I'll be back.
I'll be back, though. I love you.
I'll be back if things don't work
out. I love
out.
You, though.
Things could have been way different.
Way different.
But, yeah, again, March 5th is when the new season of Amazing Race starts. And
that's amazing.
It is amazing. And then did you hear 2 Colorado cities are among the top 20 for Valentine's Day, where you want to spend the big day?
What makes them so great?
Well, Wallet Hub did this big survey thing, and they compared 100 cities, compared with budget, activities, the accessibility to gifts, and also, you're going to love this, the weather. So they included those factors, and they figured out that Denver is the 5th city in the nation to come to for Valentine's Day. We have all of those things, apparently.
Colorado loves love. Like, yesterday you were talking about
Loveland.
How they have, well, yes, but yesterday you were talking about how Colorado's like a great place to get married.
Yeah.
They have event planners, wedding venues, and now it's the great place to spend Valentine's Day and fall in love.
Not just Denver, but Colorado Springs coming in at number 18 on this list, and Aurora number 49.
Aurora. Really?
Yeah.
It says love like Aurora.
You think Loveland would have made the list.
Yeah, I know.
Like, come on.
Do you guys like the Springs? I love the Springs.
I
do you guys
there
get
all
down
time.
There?
They have the best waterfalls.
Really, really like the Springs, and it's grown so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten huge down there.
They
man.
Have an In-N-Out and a Torchy's Tacos right on my way out.
And
too.
A Whataburger.
Yeah.
They have that too.
All on the same InterQuest Parkway. I love that parkway.
It's great.
We went down there about a year ago to the North Pole.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's funny.
See, that's
well,
fun
it's
too.
It's not funny. It's different. It's can't
funny.
Say what I want to say.
Oh.
It was a nice time.
It's a nice time to spend with your family.
It really
I used to
is.
Go to that
yes.
as a kid. Oh, the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went
it's
there.
It's been a while.
I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah. Colorado Springs
good.
Is a
yeah,
lot.
Is it, do I not need to go
it's
back?
It's the same thing. It's the same
it
thing.
It truly is the same thing as when I was a kid and we went there.
Oh, cool. So
I mean,
oh.
It's
changed.
I mean, it's really the same. It is locked in. Into the hands of time.
Got to give it to him for consistency.
Yeah,
then,
consistency.
Huh?
Yeah.
So there we go. We love here in Colorado.
We do.
You want the rent story, Jeremy?
Yeah, give me the rent story.
Okay, well, there are some big drops in rent across Colorado. And I know I saw it when I was searching for my new apartment. I got a great deal, and it's because they are seeing this influx in available apartments. Like, there's so many just vacant apartments that they're trying to get people in them. So they have this list of the cheapest places to get apartments. And they're saying in Thornton, that's where you're going to score the best deal as far as the metro area. $1,300 for a one-bedroom apartment in Thornton.
Which
that's
does sound
bad.
Low right now,
that's
right?
Not
yeah,
too
that's
bad.
Low. My
low.
Friend
that
was,
is, yeah.
She's shopping for an apartment right now, which is so funny. But she's like looking in the heart of Denver. And she sent me a list like 2 days ago, and it was like $2,800.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is
good God.
So much to live in debt. Like, that is insane.
Just buy a house. Get a month.
$2,800 a month.
They're saying Denver is actually the fourth most expensive city in the metro area.
Well, isn't it funny when we're like, $1,300 isn't bad?
Yeah.
$2,800 isn't bad.
No, $2,800
is
very bad.
That is, yeah. That's pretty high.
Actually, the Denver, they're saying average one bedroom is $1,710. But remember, that's just base rent. So then you have to factor in any kind of amenities that they offer. They charge you for those, and they're always extra. Your cable, your internet, your electricity, all of those things add on to the rent. So it just climbs and climbs. But the most expensive around the metro area is Golden. And again, the cheapest being Thornton.
What was Golden's?
So Golden, $2,040 for a one bedroom basic apartment.
It's so apartment.
Pretty. But we're talking basic, like not even a pool.
Yeah, that's
you know, like that
that's
is
bad.
Just basic.
Oh, but it's Golden.
$2,000
Golden.
A
you could just jump in the
golden.
River.
I know.
You really could.
Oh, I love Golden. We still might be down there on Saturday for
I'm
the
down.
Goldens and Golden.
Oh,
it might be raining and kind of stinky with all those wet dogs, but
I don't care.
Still worth
go.
It.
Worth it.
We'll keep the allergies away.
God, what else is going on this planet? Gisele Bündchen had her baby. Does anybody care?
Dang,
her,
already?
Yeah,
with
the
her boyfriend?
First baby with the new boyfriend. That's
her
a big deal.
Other kids are 15 and 12, and she's 44, and she's starting over. Can you imagine?
I can't.
How's Tommy
don't
Boy
wanna
doing?
I think about
is
that.
Is he okay?
I think he's fine. There was a story about him today.
Is he sad?
He's doing all right. There was a story about him today talking about how he wouldn't mind seeing the Chiefs win because it'll be nice to see somebody else get all the hate instead of him.
Yeah.
So he's kind of rooting for Mahomes and the Chiefs.
That's kind of funny. I mean, he was hated on for two decades, man.
So long, right?
Yeah.
He's like, somebody else can get the hate now.
More reason for Bronco fans to hate Tom Brady, though.
I know.
He wants the Chiefs to win. What?
Speaking of sports ball, there is a poll out this morning talking about America's top Super Bowl food. So they did a little survey of all 50 states, of course, and settled on the number one. Do you guys know what it is? Did you see the story?
If you did,
just make one up.
I wonder
if I want.
It's
all right.
Guess what do you think came in at number one?
Buffalo wings, number one.
I want to say pizza.
Actually, hummus with celery.
No,
you're lying.
No, that's not it.
Hummus with celery.
Yeah, I know.
It was chicken wings.
Okay.
It was chicken wings. Let's go.
They're so dang good, man.
They are.
That just oozes Super Bowl party, right?
It does. Yeah.
Chicken wings.
I'm a garlic parm kind of girl.
Yeah.
Are you?
With some ranch.
Oh yeah. Lick
my
those fingers.
Goodness.
Lick your friend's fingers. Lick everybody's fingers.
I'm not kidding. I would.
Finger friendly.
The list goes wings, chips, nachos, pizza, charcuterie boards, and loaded potato skins.
Oh.
I like little smokies. Those are my go-to. Throw them in the crock pot with some barbecue sauce. Mm. So
I haven't really seen those for a Super Bowl party, though.
What? Oh, that's what my family did every time.
Well, you guys don't have
that was
a
my
team
rap
up
name
there
in
high
school.
Little Smokey was your rap
little
name.
Smokey.
Story here goes on to say that 55% of people would rather spend $350 hosting a Super Bowl party than putting that money towards paying off their debt. That is so American,
that's
isn't
America.
I know.
People.
So I got $350. Should I put it towards my card, my credit card, or get me some chicky wings?
What was that number? More than half.
More than half of Americans say would rather throw a party than pay off debt.
We're trusting us who to vote for.
You know. And speaking of pooches, we were just talking about dogs. They want to remind you that the Puppy Bowl is coming. It's 142 dogs from 80 shelters. Kickoff for the Puppy Bowl is, I think, noon here in Colorado. You can watch it on Animal Planet, Discovery, Max, TBS, True TV, Fubo. It's going to be everywhere.
I always kind of tune in.
I turn it on at the house.
Yeah.
The kids like it.
Because like we have like an array of TVs kind of thing. So we'll like have like the pregame on and then also have a little Puppy Bowl on like
what do you mean an array of TVs? Like
multiple.
We have a little setup that we do.
But it's only one game.
No, but like you get, that's, okay, Jerry, you get the pregame and then you also on the other TV get the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
See?
You can
so it's
watch
just two
everything.
TVs. It's not a multitude.
It's leading
it's just
up.
Two.
We usually have like two or three or
what's
four.
On the third one and the fourth one?
Just whatever like
Food
the people
Network.
Want to put
Food
on
Network.
The party. Yeah, whatever people want to put on the party. Plus,
Dr. Phil.
You have different people covering the games. Like it's a big thing, man.
That's too much. That is too much for me.
Of the game.
40 people that show up to these parties.
Oh, Lord.
So.
That is too many people.
We do it big, man. I'm not throwing it, but it's at my friend's house.
Speaking of TV, this survey says that over two-thirds of Americans now say that they watch TV while eating dinner. We're just sitting there like zombies.
Okay, so let me ask you, because I agree with that. Do you like to hear yourself or others chew? Because, like, I was sitting at dinner with my family the other day, and we have the TV on in the background, and it was muted for, like, a commercial or something, and I was like, you have to unmute it. I can't hear you guys chew. It grosses me out so much when it's just silence and chewing. It's nasty.
You can't?
There are quite a few conversations we have at our dinner table with the children about chewing politely.
Yeah.
Because both of them.
It's chomping. Yeah.
I'm like, please stop.
Yeah.
I need some kind of noise. I need some kind
please
of noise.
Please stop or daddy is moving out. Please stop. Some of the other things on this list that people are doing at dinner, using your phone, obviously, listening to music, reading, playing video games, or doing chores. That's weird. Just kind of walking around the house.
Living alone?
Right. Or are you vacuuming while you're eating dinner?
I know. See, I like food too much, and I learned this trick way back in the day about eating and how you're supposed to intently take each bite and really savor it. And I do that. So I don't have any distractions while I'm eating.
You're a slow eater.
Bothering me. No, I eat pretty fast. I enjoy it, but it's just very much like I'm eating this bite and it tastes like
You don't
this
hear her chewing. Arr. You just hear her going.
Yeah, I know. I make noises.
You're supposed to chew your food like 23 times each,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, you're supposed to.
I definitely. I try and enjoy my meals.
Yeah. You sound like a motorcycle while you're eating.
Me and that burger like, ooh, I'm going to talk to you later.
And here's something completely different. A new poll that Americans love wearing suits, specifically men.
I love like it.
But the ladies like rock a good pants suit.
Good pants suit.
I like wearing suits.
I like when guys wear suits. Like,
yeah,
I'm not kidding.
I
mean, you guys like when we wear leggings, but I'm a fan of you in suits. Mm-hmm. Like the tie.
I truly wish that we had a dress code here. I'm not kidding. It makes dressing easier. You always just get to wear a suit. You know, you got five suits to choose from or something like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and it automatically makes any man look better or woman. Truthfully, like
really? A good pantsuit is
any
strong.
Any man,
it will make you look better.
It
with
does.
A suit, without a suit, any person was going to look better in a suit.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. I love rocking the suit.
Oh, it looks so good.
I hope we get invited to the Colorado Broadcasters Association Awards.
I hope we do
because we get to wear suits.
Yay!
That's Can I come with you guys? Can I be a little tag along?
You're coming.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
that's
cool.
Part of it.
Just want to make sure I was invited.
Don't tell
just want to make sure.
Don't encourage him.
Oh, why?
Jeremy hates me.
You might not get the invite. Oh,
no.
Yes.
It's
fine. No, we'll bring it. We need somebody to like carry our jackets and stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got you. Hey-o! I'll just be the chauffeur.
I love you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Jash on the FB. Check out the video I posted of this woman going over what the NFL requires host cities to have before they can host a Super Bowl. Like the requirements to
There's
hosting a Super Bowl.
A long
list. It's insane,
list.
Isn't it, man?
It's insane.
It's not one of which is a Mac Daddy bowling alley. Like you have to have a really good bowling alley in the city for you to host a Super Bowl.
Really?
How strange
we got Bolero
is that?
Here. That's a good bowling alley.
I know,
alley.
Right?
It's a
like,
great bowling
that
alley.
That doesn't count.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
That's
anyway, see the whole
funny.
List. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
On our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.